An electric vehicle maker has shut down its Oklahoma factories. Proposed new curriculum standards include lessons from the Bible, and a tribal nation is launching a new grocery store. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, December 20th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Electric vehicle maker Canoo says it furloughed 82 of its employees and stopped production at its Oklahoma factory. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the company is looking for capital before continuing operations.
A Wednesday news release from Canoo says it is in, quote, advanced discussions with various capital sources to raise enough money to continue. The company received $1 million from the state in January and may need to pay that money back, nonprofit news outlet The Frontier reports. The company is also facing lawsuits from vendors in Oklahoma, California, and Michigan, the publication found. The company says it regrets furloughing workers during the holidays. Canoo's chief executive officer did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
A federal judge has ordered an energy company to remove a wind farm on Osage land and pay more than $4 million in damages and legal fees. Grayson Wheeler has this update on the 10-year court battle.
The company, Enel, leased land in 2010 to build 84 wind turbines. The lease covered 84,000 acres of surface area in Osage County, not the earth and minerals underneath. But the company blasted explosives to dig huge holes at the base of each turbine and used some of the excavated rocks as backfill. In 2013, the Osage Minerals Council sued, alongside the U.S. Attorney's Office. They say the excavation counts as mining, which requires a permit from the Osage Nation that the wind farm never applied for. This week, a judge ordered Enel to pay more than $250,000 in damages, plus $4 million in legal fees for the decade-long case. In addition, Enel must remove the wind farm and return the land to how it was pre-trespass by December 1st, 2025. Enel estimates removal will cost more than $250 million. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The State Department of Education released its new social studies standards Thursday. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the guidelines feature a significant increase in content on Christianity and patriotism.
According to a news release from State Superintendent Ryan Walters, the new standards up the mentions of the Bible from 2 to more than 40. If they are adopted, students as young as first grade would be taught stories such as David and Goliath and Moses and the Ten Commandments. Walters said at Thursday's State Board of Education meeting, the new standards strengthen his administration's argument for Bibles in school classrooms.
I am proud that Oklahoma is taking the lead in putting President Trump's education agenda into practice. We are presenting a successful model that should be emulated by every state in the country on how to restore public education and eradicate radical woke influences on our schools.
The draft is now up for public comment until January 21st on the State Department's website. The board will vote on the standards at its February 27th meeting, then submit them to the legislature for approval. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A northeastern Oklahoma tribal nation is doing its part to increase food security and support local businesses. Katie Hallam reports on a new tribally run market.
The Miama Tribe of Indians is gearing up for the grand opening of its Prairie Sky Market in January. The market along Old Route 66 will feature tribally and locally grown produce, a hot and cold deli, and prepackaged meals. Second Chief of the Miama Tribe, Dustin Olds, says the facility will not only feed tribal citizens, but lower the cost burden too.
We're trying to create opportunities for local growers to put healthy local grown products in front of our families and the public and to reduce their grocery expenditures as much as we can.
He says the idea for the market blossomed after the tribe identified gaps in the food supply chain. It will help create food independence. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. The next episode of the PM News Brief will be on Thursday, January 2nd. From all of us here at KGOU, have a safe and happy holiday season.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.